Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, January 3rd. Happy New Year to all my listeners. Equities are kicking off 2023 with strong gains so far this morning. So you have S&P futures up 43 points. That's 1.1%. Dow futures are up 335 points. That's about 1%. And then you have the NASDAQ futures up 137 points, which is about 1.2%. The major European indices are very strong. They're up about 1.6 to 1.8%. Gains across the board in Europe. You are seeing tech trade very well, up about 2.5%, along with real estate up about 2.3%. And then Asia was generally green across the board. The Hang Seng rallied 1.8%, the Shanghai Comp rallied 88 basis points, and Japan was closed. So the most important piece of news this morning from since the close on Friday came out of Europe. So the German regional CPIs were out. They've been hitting the tape all morning. They cooled very notably in December versus November. So big downtick in the momentum of price of the CPI in Germany, which is very bullish, indicates disinflation in Europe. This follows Spain CPI that was out last week for December, which also cooled notably versus November. So European disinflation today is by far the biggest theme in the market. If you circle back to the December central bank meetings, it really was not the Fed that hit the market very hard. It was the ECB that hit the market hard. They were extremely hawkish at their December meeting. So the fact that you're seeing a pretty notable cooling in the pace of European inflation is very bullish. And then also natural gas prices in Europe continue to sink, continue to fall below the level where they were when Putin invaded Ukraine. Which is another big disinflationary tailwind for Europe. So that, to me, by far is the most important piece of news. It's helping to rally European bonds. It's helping treasuries to rally as well. Treasury yields are down, notably across the board. So as far as actual fundamental news, again, that's the most important. There was a lot of economic data out of China over the weekend for the month of December, and it was pretty grim. So you had the MBS PMIs fell short of expectations, continue to see a lot of economic disruption in that country from COVID. However, I think kind of looking past this near-term phase of disruption, China continues to have, in my view, one of the better macro stories for 2023. So, and on a more positive note, there are reports that the big wave of COVID cases in the major cities in China are easing. And then you have, the big iPhone factory for Foxconn in China, which, suffered a big setback in production throughout December. It's pretty much back to full capacity at this point, according to press reports. So I think in the very near term, the month of December and then perhaps into January, you're going to see economic disruption from COVID. But, the reopening on a net basis is still very powerful. It's very bullish. And then that's just one of several positive policy changes happening in China at the moment. And that's really kind of it as far as actual incremental news for this morning versus Friday. It's the Eurozone disinflation with the German regional CPIs and then the China economic numbers. Otherwise, relatively quiet. A lot of the major themes and trends as far as the macro conversation that we've been talking about for the last couple of months are all still relevant today. For the calendar on Tuesday specifically, there's really nothing. We'll get the official German regional CPI. So right now we only have the CPIs from various different regions in Germany. You'll get the aggregate German CPI at 8 a.m. this morning. Just based how on the regionals have been coming in, it's likely to undershoot the street consensus. And that really is the only major event scheduled for today at 8 a.m. You are going to have in the House, McCarthy. The House will start the process of voting on a speaker. It hasn't been for about 100 plus years that a speaker was not nominated, was not declared after a first round of voting. So you're probably going to have multiple rounds of voting, but I suspect McCarthy will become speaker, but he'll be speaker in really in name only. He's making a lot of concessions to certain Republicans in the House, and then the majority for the Republicans is already very thin. So he will be one of the weakest speakers, in the history of the House, certainly in the last several decades. So that's kind of it as far as today's calendar is concerned. For this week, you have a bunch of big macro events tomorrow, Wednesday, January 4th. You have the manufacturing ISM, you have U.S. JOLTS report, you have the Fed minutes. And then on Friday, you'll get the full Eurozone CPI, you have U.S. jobs, and you have the services ISM. And that is pretty much everything for today, Tuesday, January 3rd. Thank you, everyone, for listening.